The city already had beach rakes that it uses to sweep debris down the beach where the tide will carry it away. But for years, left in the wake were nails, screws, and other bits of metal, and it had become such a problem that last year, the city banned the burning of pallets on the beach. This is where Kenai Central sophomore Riley Graves saw an opportunity. As part of the annual Caring for the Kenai project, he developed a system that attaches a powerful magnet to those rakes so metal debris can be picked out of the sand and collected at the same time. At the conclusion of this year's dip netting season, Graves thanked the council for helping get his project online.
Well, I'd just like to say that I'm glad to be part of this process and helping you guys fix this community to be a better society and protecting our feet, our tires, and our animals. And I'm glad that you guys were able to help me with that mini grant to help pay for this. So it's all been a great process, and thank you for giving me this opportunity to help our community.
The magnets cost about $2,500. City Manager Paul Ostrander says after a demonstration earlier this summer, the city was sold. Pass after pass collected pound after pound of nails and other sharp stuff that's otherwise tough to get off the beach.
They ran it along the tide line when there's not a lot of folks burning and stuff on the tide line, and not much was picked up, but there was a spot right off the South Beach entrance that was obvious that there had been burning going on there for a number of years, and our parks crew ran through there one time, and you could just hear that thing popping as it picked up nails, and every time it went through there, it would pick up at least a pound of nails. It was impressive.
Graves applied for a grant from the city for $500, and NSTAR provided the final $2,000 through the Caring for the Kenai project. Ostrander says after some trial and error in the city's shop, the new tools are ready to go to work on both sides of the river mouth.
From Riley's original idea to now the execution from our shops department, we have something that I think we'll be able to use for many years, and we do have plans to take it and do a more thorough cleaning of the beach now that the dip net fishery is over to see if we can pick up even more, which I'm confident that we can. And we've also committed to try to track the poundage of nails that we're going to pick up over the course of the year. Great project and a great idea.
Riley Graves' idea earned him sixth place in this year's Caring for the Kenai. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.